Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
How well do you know what your kids are searching when they search online, who they're interacting with when they're interacting with people online? To tell us more, a friend of the show, Dean McCoubry, welcome back, sir. It's lovely to have you on with us. Dean, amongst other things, the founder of My Social Life, teaching schools on social media, devices, safety risks, trends, AI gaming, etc. It all goes on. I see the list of people that you teach, from tweens, teens, parents, teachers, Red Cross child psychiatrists. They've all been recognized. They've all recognized by 6 global awards. Other countries are taking notice as well. Dean, what do parents need to really think about when it comes to internet safety?
I think they need to understand that they really couldn't have any idea of what's on their kid's screen unless they're sitting next to them.
Sure.
So every time you leave, let's call it, the door or window open of their house, so if you don't lock up the settings, then anything can come through that door or window. And that is the same with each app. So every time you authorize something, you are essentially, unless you lock it up, leaving a door or window for somebody to come through, or you don't know what's on there. Now, that means influence. Your kids are seeing things which influences the way in which they kind of have, you know, their perspective.
Yes. In your experience, what is the critical ingredient for success or success factor that can make or break effective digital parenting?
I think it's a mixture of, you're going to need monitoring tools. Now, obviously, it's different for preteens and teens, but
sure,
for preteens, you're going to need to lock up those doors and windows, which means you're going to need how to set up the device and then how to set up each app. For example, for preteens, if you turn off chat, how could they be bullied and how could they be predated? Just chat alone changes a lot. If you then set screen time and you limit the types of apps that they have, if you're giving them YouTube Kids, not YouTube, you're not exposing them to adult content. I don't mean pornography,
yes,
but
sure,
you see what I mean?
Yes.
So what you're trying to do, it's a little bit like when we used to worry about TV. We used to say, well, if they're watching documentaries and cartoons, is it different to them watching, you know, whatever else it may be, horror and the news?
Yes.
And that's how we need to view it. It's lock up your device, understand what types of media they're watching, and limit the amount of time. And with the rest of that time, they need to be with you. They need to be doing board games, crafts, soccer, and so on.
Now, obviously, Dean, there is a vast array of everything. There's apps, platforms, content available. It can be very overwhelming for parents to keep up. Could you share some essential tools or resources that can obviously support parents in monitoring and managing their kids' digital activities?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the first thing that I would do if I was a parent is I would create an agreement with them. And on our site, we have, on the My Social Life blog, we have a digital parenting agreement. And it's not prescriptive. You must do this. It says, talk to them about it, or you decide how many apps can they have, how many followers can they have,
yes,
and you slowly let the reel out. This is what's important.
Yes.
When they get their first phone, one app, one set of followers. And then when they've proven to you that they can be digital citizens,
brilliant,
and that they're not at risk, then you let it out to a second app and another 30 followers and so on. The second thing is we're running a digital parenting club. It's being launched on Monday. It's been announced yesterday on Safe Internet Day. The first content's going out on Monday. That is going to deliver 10 tips per month for R49, plus alerts direct to your inbox if there's a risk. And finally, if they were going to do monitoring, I would suggest an app like FYI Play It Safe is very good. It's a South African app.
Yes.
You could also use something like Custodio with a Q, or Bark, which is an American app. But that's like bringing a machine gun to
a knife fight. Not even a knife fight. Dean, I love that you know, that parents who don't know where to go now have a place to call home, and that this community officially goes online next week. And I would urge every parent and every person that's in the position, even teachers that are listening, schools that are listening, to join the community that's going to officially be live from next week. Because I tell you what, you're not the only parent who's going through adapting to what what your kids are absorbing on and taking in online. You want to be in a community where people are experiencing what you're experiencing and are there to help each other. More importantly, you've got people that are curating it, like Dean, who's an expert in this field. And when it comes to solving some of the problems or questions you might have, he's there to be on hand to help. Dean, that platform, how do people, can they start registering now? Can they start? Yeah. Is there a pre-register period? Can people start with that process along?
Yeah, even for now, so the first thing is you can go to mysociallife.com, but with one L, guys, mysociallife.com, not two L's.
Okay.
And then you'll see it says join the waitlist on the homepage. But even if it's a hassle for you to do that, just mail me and I will collect your name and put it in the database.
Brilliant.
Dean, D-E-A-N, at mysociallife.com with one L. What we'll do on Monday, we'll contact you, we'll send you a link. If you want to pay, remember, cancel anytime, 14-day money-back guarantee.
Love it.
Honestly, there's no risk.
No.
Just get in the game, cancel if you don't like it,
yeah.
Zero problems.
I love this, Dean. I think it's long overdue in our local landscape. Too often, we've had to rely on sources outside of this country. And I know there's other countries that have the same problems we have, but sometimes there's uniquely South African issues that we have that are pretty unique and local to our landscape. And it's really is about time that we've got this platform and forum and community and tribe of people that can come together and discuss these issues on a daily basis. Dean, to you and your team, thanks so much. We look forward to having you back on the show. As now you don't realize this, but you now are our official go to for all types of internet safety. So
I'm so mad about your show. So that would be an honor.
Stunning.
Completely honest with you.
Love it, Dean. And we're mad about what you're doing for parents out there and for kids to make the experience of being online for them a safer place. So a huge thanks to you and the whole team at My Social Life. Ladies and gents, Dean McCoubrey, thank you, sir.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.